This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So here's the, we have time for this? I'll read you the story from Chris Perkins, or some of it, regarding Mike McDaniel. Find a little bit of footing here as we meander our way on our shrimp boat through AM radio waters. This is in the Sun Sentinel. Chris Perkins, Dolphins Mike McDaniel needs a small miracle to save his job. And I think before I even read it, I think everybody would be in agreement, right? Dolphins fans, writers, even the biggest supporters of the Dolphins like me, who likes everybody coming back. I think everybody's very aware that this is a make or break season for Mike McDaniel, no?
Final season for McDaniel and Greer to do what I think was expected of them, win a playoff game at the very least.
Yeah, this is it. So this is what Chris Perkins writes, part of it in the Sun Sentinel. Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel could use some good fortune. In fact, McDaniel could use a one-year turnaround similar to the Philadelphia turnaround under Nick Sirianni, which was really a one-year turnaround. To be blunt, Perk writes, McDaniel, who has been blessed with more talent than most coaches in Dolphins history, hasn't done a good job taking advantage of his bounty. It seems logical to think that McDaniel must be better in 2025, or he'll be fired. And that sentence, when you read it from Chris Perkins, that sentence to me says a lot. To be blunt, McDaniel, who has been blessed with more talent than most coaches in Dolphins history, hasn't done a good job taking advantage of his bounty. It's a fair point by Chris Perkins, the biggest Mike McDaniel supporters can tell you. On paper, this roster is stacked.
And that's why I put it on McDaniel.
Well, it goes on to write. McDaniel has a 28-25 record, including an 0-2 mark in the playoffs, a 4-16 mark against playoff teams. His teams have disappointed and underachieved. The great experiment is failing. McDaniel must change the culture of this team and change its fortunes against the best teams on the schedule. It's all connected, Chris Perkins writes. The Dolphins regularly get pounded by the best teams on their schedule, which prevents them from getting a home playoff game, which prevents them from winning a playoff game. Many have questioned the wisdom of owner Stephen Ross for keeping McDaniel even after extending his contract last summer. The pressure is on. Nick Sirianni can relate. Sirianni, who recently led the Eagles to a dominating Super Bowl win over KC, was the butt of NFL jokes as recently as week six. Was caught yelling at Eagles fans after a narrow home victory. Combine the disappointing record with the viral video of that shouting match and add the soul-sucking momentum of the Eagles losing six of their final seven games in 2023, including a 32-9 first-round playoff loss to Tampa. Things were bleak for Sirianni. he bounced back in a big way. Mike McDaniel can do the same, Chris Perkins writes. McDaniel doesn't have to win a Super Bowl to keep his job, but a playoff win would go a long way toward ensuring he returns for 2026. A mere playoff appearance probably won't be good enough. Chris Perkins writes in the Sun Sentinel, I still think the Dolphins can win a Super Bowl with McDaniel. The same goes for quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. But let's focus on McDaniel returning for 2026. Ross must set a baseline for what McDaniel must do to return. Sirianni, who was making his second Super Bowl appearance, removed all doubt about his return. To me, Mike McDaniel must win a playoff game at least to keep his job. He talks about maybe hiring Bobby Slowick as an offensive coordinator, blah, blah, blah. He writes more and more. You can read it all at Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. Says the run game hasn't run between the tackles very well. Slowick can help with that. All things considered, Chris Perkins writes at the end, McDaniel needs a small miracle to save his job. Sirianni was in a similar situation as recently as week five of the regular season, and it worked out great for him. McDaniel doesn't need to pull a Sirianni, but McDaniel must miraculously be much better than he's been the previous 3 years. A lot of what Chris Perkins writes there, I think people would agree with. Like, whether you love McDaniel, hate him, love Tua, hate Tua, I think most people would agree with what Perk points out. He's been given a loaded roster, and it just hasn't worked out. And he says he's underperformed. And I would argue that the Dolphins looked better in season one than they had looked in a long time. So I think he overperformed in year one. I think there's probably a middle ground to what Perk is saying there. But I agree with Chris Perkins' basic point, which is they have to win a playoff game. That's the lowest possible barometer for him to keep his job the following season.
I love the baseline. Like, win a playoff. Like, honestly, you tell him you win a playoff game, we'll keep you around. If you still can't win a playoff game, like, we have to move on and find somebody that can. I love the baseline talk. The thing that's most interesting to me, but that's the baseline is quantifiable. The thing that's not is the culture of what's our identity as a team. We're graceful. We're going to keep talking about a 70-point performance from 3 years ago. Next season, if somebody brings up that damn 70-point game, I'm going to slap them in the mouth. That was 3 years ago now. We have to move forward. We're not physical. We can't just whoop somebody's ass up front, but we weren't built to whoop nobody's ass up front. We were built like this track team, and that's what we got sold, and it's beautiful when you're scoring 30 points a game. When you're getting choked out, it's not beautiful anymore. And then the one thing with culture that I keep thinking about every time we talk about the McDaniel, Chris Greer, Tua, what's the answer, is the whole thing about guys not caring about fines. That thing that they came out with, and they were like, well, I can fine guys all day, but they'll come late if they want to come late. No, I don't know. The respect is the answer to that.
Right. It's not because you don't want to get fined. If you respect the guy who says to you, you need to be at this meeting at this time, you'll be there. The money doesn't even come into play.
No, you're going to be there. Because I was playing with guys that made a lot of money, but they were never late because they respected the game, they respected the coach, and they respected their teammates. So the culture thing, like I said, I started, it's not quantifiable, but is my question would be, and you, I don't know who can answer it. I could ask some players, and they'll probably dance around it. Is the culture in this locker room a real winning culture? Because I look at the final four, the Commanders, the Lions, the Eagles, like those teams, those final top teams, the Bills, the Chiefs, like they have a ass-kicking approach to football. Physical, dominant, going to get you. The Chiefs are probably the softest team out of the bunch, but they have Patrick Mahomes and he's a cheat code. But the Lions are on top before us. The Lions are now Super Bowl contenders before us because they have an ass kicker in Dan Campbell. Dan Quinn brought it to the Commanders. Sirianni and them have it at the Eagles. Like, I don't know if that's the answer. I don't know if I'm old school football, but I think the quickest turnaround in the organization is to start whooping ass. And I don't know if McDaniel is you know, raising up or putting a culture of whooping ass. He's putting a culture of, we'll run a bunch of motions and switches around and we'll trick him. And then we'll have a real fast guy run around the edge. That crap doesn't work consistently.
But shouldn't some of that blame be put on Chris Greer? Really? I mean, the reality is, whether or not you feel like Mike McDaniel has a soft approach to his coaching style, and whether or not you think Mike McDaniel has failed to maximize the talent on the offensive side of the ball, Chris Greer hired Brian Flores, went through a full rebuild, failed to win a playoff game. They fired Brian Flores, and he chose the next head coach. He chose this guy who had zero experience, who was interviewed by no other NFL team. He chose him, and he's put the pieces around the coach he hand-selected.
But if you agree with what Perk says, he's been given a roster that's probably more laden with talent than 85% of Dolphins coaches.
Agreed, which is why I think it's an even worse mark on Chris Greer's resume. The fact that the coach he hand-selected couldn't maximize a talented roster.
Well, what is Chris Greer's most important task, though? Selecting the coach or getting the right personnel there? If you had to choose one.
I think it's both. I think it's building a winning organization.
You have to choose.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
One, though.
But this is, to this conversation is something I thought about, too. I wrote it down. Where you've heard Chris Greer come out and say it. You've heard people talk about it. Where Chris Greer doesn't bring in guys that his coach doesn't like. You think Howie Roseman, and I would say the Eagles roster is more loaded than the Dolphins. You think Howie Roseman asked Nick Sirianni, can I draft Jalen Carter? Can I bring in Josh Sweat? Can I re-sign A.J. Brown? Do you think you like Devonta Smith? You think we can give him an extension? What do you feel about Jalen Hurts? These are great players. So even that dynamic between Greer and McDaniel where they're both looking at each other with the Spider-Man meme. What kind of player do you like? I don't know who's intriguing to you. I don't know who's intriguing to your system.
But that was their whole idea was they wanted collaboration. It's why they got rid of Brian Flores. They wanted collaboration. I mean, this is what their plan was.
But does collaboration work? Because I think we're a loaded roster that's underachieving – But McDaniel wants these guys. So are we running into, are we chasing our tail with this collaboration thing?
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking to collaborate with somebody, usually they have a track record. Mike McDaniel, unfortunately, outside of a 70-point game, doesn't have a track record, has zero playoff wins. It's not somebody I want building my organization, making major decisions for my organization. It's just not.
5 o'clock hour about, coming up. We got to take a break.
About collaboration. The point about collaboration. It's like businesses. You can't own a business 50-50. There has to be 51% because somebody has to make the final decision. That has to be, and that's the leader, and that's the person that makes the decisions. I don't know who's making the decision between those two.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.